Hey, you want to go on a little journey with us? It's time for Our Daily Bread. The devotional for today was written by James Banks, and it's titled, Living on Purpose. We're going on vacation, my wife enthusiastically told our 3-year-old grandson, Austin, as we pulled out of the driveway on the first leg of our trip. Little Austin looked at her thoughtfully and responded, I'm not going on vacation. I'm going on a mission. We're not sure where our grandson picked up the concept of going on a mission, but his comment gave me something to ponder as we drove to the airport. As I leave on this vacation and take a break for a few days, am I keeping in mind that I'm still on a mission to live each moment with and for God? Am I remembering to serve Him in everything I do? The Apostle Paul encouraged the believers living in Rome, the capital city of the Roman Empire, to never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. His point was that our life in Jesus is meant to be lived intentionally and with enthusiasm. Even the most mundane moments gain new meaning as we look expectantly to God and live for His purposes. As we settled into our seats on the plane, I prayed, Lord, I'm yours. Whatever you have for me to do on this trip, please help me not to miss it. Every day is a mission of eternal significance with Him. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from the Apostle Paul's writings in Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 21. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, "It is mine to avenge. I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for every day as a gift from your hand. Let everything that we do, everything that we say, be worthy of our faith and trust in you. May we give the world a right impression of Christ. Please give us the grace to live for you, Jesus, so that one day we will hear you say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.